Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and our subject today is tackling the R&D center that's too overpowering. What am I talking about? If you've been listening, I seem to have a repeating motive of discussing the subject of us in the tech world, especially tech executives, not holding enough sway when it comes to our company. We do not have the ability to stand upstream when it comes to the position where decisions are being made, and so are handed over things after they have been decided, as an example. But today, I'm taking a different take, and I'm going to discuss an issue that happens in an opposite kind of situation, and that is that we do not comprehend the amount of power that we, as in R&D, have in startups, in tech. You know the scene. Some sort of a planning meeting is going on, either deciding on a roadmap, quarterly, yearly, sprint planning, product, bring up something, like they have an idea for a new project, some feature, something to test, and you or one of your lieutenants say something along the lines of, that's nice, but that will take at least 3 months. Poof, gone. Or you'd say, it doesn't make sense to do this before we refactor that component, and that's not happening in this quarter. Poof, gone again. Or maybe, that's a good idea, but we're gonna have to hire 3 more people to do that because we're fully allocated when it comes to the backend. Poof. And that is when it comes to simply discussing roadmaps and possibilities. We have to comprehend the fact that you and your team might, even unintentionally, focus on warding off anything that rocks the boat too much. There's no malicious intent. You're just doing what you've found out to work in the past. You do not want to get sucked into anything that might turn out to be a death march. No one wants to stick their neck out, and even more so, if you already have a bunch of things on your plate, you might only know this tool as a way to manage the entirety of the scope. You're kicking away anything that is being brought up, and that is not how partnership works. The issue here is a lack of equilibrium. When it comes to planning the work, R&D has all the cards. If you veto anything, what else can anyone say? If you come up with absurd cost estimates, what more is there to do if you're not from R&D? And the ability of changing your mindset, and so when you are discussing this, you should, you know, put down your engineering hat and put on your leadership hat and start thinking about trade-offs, ROI, business priorities, and that's the kind of mindset that you want to be holding when you're discussing this kind of stuff. It might take some training and effort because you've been inculcated into treating these differently, but all that you have to keep in mind is that these kinds of discussions are simply where your partnership must shine. You must openly discuss how things are connected, how one thing affects the other, and rather than being in automatic warding off mode, you want to enable discussions, thinking, and massaging the work together so that you come out of it all together as winners. And to give you one last example, I was talking to a CEO and he said that as a CEO of a company with dozens of people, what was his number one issue was managing the transparency and the ability of tracking and planning what R&D is going to be doing, because he felt like he had no transparency, he had no visibility into what was going on. He was able to give them a roadmap once every 3 or 6 months, and at that point, his control was gone. He did not really get updates in a way that allowed him to understand how things were going, because at least in the way that he interpreted it, when updates were given, they were either in a resolution that he doesn't care about, you know, a feature, a bug taking 2 days longer when we're talking about his scale of doing things. as a CEO, he cares about milestones he has promised to clients, to the board that are coming up in 3, 6, 9 months. He does not care about 2-day changes. And yet, he felt like the updates he was getting are either about this or, oh yeah, we're not going to make that deadline, missing all the in-between. And similarly, when the kinds of changes and discussions that I just talked about came up, when they had to change priorities, consider different things, he felt as if he had no partner to find a plan that works, rather than go into discussion and collaboration. It felt like going to a bazaar. He had to haggle about everything without really understanding how much it truly should cost, whether the price he was seeing, you know, the price tag, is it genuinely the price tag that it is worth? Or is that what you say when you know that the tourist is coming over and is seeing some nice souvenir for the trip? And that, I'm sure you can understand, is not a sustainable way of managing a company and leading an R&D organization. This sort of relationship between departments is especially common in organizations that do not truly empower all their departments. When R&D is treated as an insourcing group that doesn't get any rewards and autonomy, they become overprotective, and the fault lies everywhere. Taking ownership means working in partnership. Rather than batting away every request you get, consider a true negotiation. Instead of getting Jira tasks and assigning them onwards, imagine defining goals together and letting your team decide on further steps by itself. As a tech executive, this is what you should be aspiring to see. That's the kind of ownership you should establish, and that starts with your executive mindset, which I have an episode about, and your general attitude. And I hope this is going to help you, especially as right now, many companies are deep in roadmap planning mode. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to me. My email is in the show notes. If you have not yet, I urge you to subscribe to the best online tech executive newsletter. The link is in the show notes as well. And that's it. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone. Talk to you soon.